You know what's kind of crazy though? Whenever you play that beat and we're like kind of fucked up, I like actually think it's fire.
Yeah, no, same.
I'm like, yo, this is kind of, this is a tough beat.
No, same. Yeah. And then I bet all the listeners and watchers are like, this is the weirdest, wackest beat.
Yeah, they're like, why the fuck are these fuckers jamming out to this beat? Yeah. But I'm like, in my head, I'm like, dude, this is kind of hard.
No, for sure. Yeah. And it's not even, we didn't even add that. That's just the default.
It came with the fucking package, you know? It's a default. It's a preset.
It's a preset. We like the preset. So fuck with these presets, bro.
We fuck with the presets, bro. It's just fire. Anyways, all right. This is episode 7 of the Bello Boys podcast. I'm Aaron.
I'm AJ.
And
it's summertime because I'm wearing a beanie.
AJ's wearing a beanie, but he's wearing a short sleeve shirt, which makes no sense to me. You know, I feel like if you're wearing a beanie, it's because you're cold. And, you know, you maybe wearing a sweater or a jacket. But no, you're wearing a short sleeve t-shirt and a beanie. Tell me how that makes sense.
It's not even hot in here.
It's
they're not even cold in here. It's not even cold in here. It's
pretty hot.
It's 80 degrees.
Yeah, it's hot.
The thermometer says it's 80 degrees.
Yeah, I was like debating on like whether or not I should wear a sweater, but I was like, no, it's too hot.
Hey man, style over substance.
Okay. Yeah. Anyways, this is episode 7. I know from what we've been seeing is that you fuck with the more serious shit. Like you guys fuck with the more like, you know, grown up in your 20s shit.
Yeah, they want us to be deep.
Yeah. I don't know how often we can get deep because me and AJ don't be deep like that often. We kind of fuck around more.
Yeah, we're pretty stupid. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, but like, I mean, if you guys want us to be deep, we can get deep.
We can get deep.
Only when we're drunk, though.
Only when we're drunk, though.
Yeah, no sober deepness. That's not a thing.
No.
Yeah.
All right, I have a question. Not a question. I have a topic. I have to shout out Maddie and Verena for my work because they gave me this topic, so...
Hell yeah.
Shout you out.
Maddie and Verena.
Maddie and Vsauce, baby. All right.
Is that two people?
Yeah, two people.
Maddie and Verena?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And
both of my coworkers. So we were talking about how, like, let's say you're on Hinge, right?
Okay.
You're talking to a girl.
Yeah.
Or a guy, whoever you are. And, you know, you realize, like, things aren't really going to go anywhere.
Okay.
Now, do you ghost or do you just be straight up and be like, you know what, like, this isn't working?
I'm a ghoster.
You're gonna ghost?
I'm a ghoster.
Yeah. You're a ghoster.
I'm a ghoster. What about you?
I'm not gonna lie. I've ghosted. I'm more of a ghoster, but I've realized though that being a ghoster is a little bit fucked up.
Nah, bro. I don't give a fuck.
Really?
I ghost anybody I don't have interest in.
Oh. Have you been ghosted?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So I've been ghosted and you know, you feel like shit a little bit. You're like, oh, what the fuck happened?
Nah, I don't care.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've definitely been like, what the fuck has happened? Like, what did I do wrong? What's going on here? You know what I mean? But that's just me, you know? Not everyone's like this.
Because you're a fucking simp,
no,
boy.
No. Like, even some of my coworkers are like, damn, I've been ghosted and it sucks, right?
They're simps. Ayo. what are names? Maddie, Verena, and Enrique, y'all simps, bro. Y'all heard it here from me. AJ's coworkers, y'all simps.
Damn. No. But think about it this. Like, I think being straight up and saying like, yo, you know, this isn't going to work. Like, let's just stop, you know, is a little bit better than just ghosting. But I do see the side of it, though, where like, I just don't want to deal with it. Like, why would I even try anymore? And so let me just stop talking to them, you know?
I feel like I get that that's like nice and respectful, but I don't see a point if you guys aren't already like established. There's no point in giving that like extra thanks for like, you know, everything. I'm like, I don't see this going anywhere.
I see.
I don't see a point in that, like, unless you guys are like far into the talking stage, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like anybody I've ghosted or anybody that's ghosted me, I'm not saying I've never gone ghosted. I've definitely gone ghosted. But I don't take it personally if we're like very early in the talking stage. I'm just like, whatever. It's like you either A, found someone else or like B, found that like we're not a good fit, or like C, like, you know, you just don't want anything right now. It just doesn't, it doesn't matter to me if it's early on. But, you know, if we're talking a lot to the point where like it's almost exclusive, mm-hmm. and then you ghost me, then I'm like, yo, okay, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck happened?
I see.
But like early on when nothing is established and we haven't set like, okay, we're exclusive, I don't give a fuck. So like, even up till then, like for me, like I don't give a fuck if I ghost you. It's just like, I'm gonna ghost you if I want to. But also you can ghost me if you want to. Like I don't care.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, the deeper you are into the talking stage, for sure, it will sting a little bit more. You know what I mean?
I think it varies though, because for me, being deep in the talking stage and you being deep in the talking stage is a very different timeline.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Because you probably like a week and you're like, they ghost me, and you're like, dude, what the fuck, bro? Like, yo, like play Marvin's Room. Like I'm fucked up, bro. Like, I'm so sad. Like,
I get one match, they say hi, and then they didn't respond. And I'm just like,
you're like, dude, what did I do wrong, bro? Like,
cups full of rosé.
No, but like,
no, for sure. I think everybody has a different tolerance level in terms of ghosting, in terms of like how far you are in the talking stage. You know, for me, it's a little bit more sooner than yours is. You know what I mean?
Here's my thing though. I think if you're still talking on Hinge and you ghost, no issues there. If you're talking on Instagram and you ghost, no issues there. If you take it to the phone though, and you guys are like talking, I guess like whenever you're available.
Yeah.
Like whenever you have free time.
Yeah.
And you guys have met up before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you're still continuing to text and then they ghost. I think that's where I'm like, okay, like what happened?
Yeah, yeah.
But okay, so I guess all in all, like before you have met up, I don't really like, I don't care. Like,
right. No, that makes sense. Like, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I feel like once you meet up is when like you can show your true colors. You can really show this person who you are and they'll see who you are, you know?
Mm.
And then if they ghost after that, then I'm like, damn, you just didn't fuck with me personally.
Yeah.
But like
yeah.
on a text basis or like just online, like virtual basis, if you ghost me or if I ghost you, it's just like, dude, no hard feelings. Like, fuck it. Like,
yeah.
It's just like, it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah. Nah, yeah, for sure. I think, you know, because when you meet in person, you have that, like, you start to build it up a little bit more. And then if it's just cut off, like, without any hesitation, you're just like, shit.
Yeah, shout out.
All right. Hey, I'm gonna lie. Yeah, like, dude, that happened to me, like, last year, like, 3 months ago. We would play fucking games and shit. I just, yeah, whatever. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck anymore. But, you know.
Okay, I think that is understandable,
that situation.
I can get that because like from what I saw,
yeah,
well, she's very attractive. Uh-huh. And she seemed very cool.
Yeah
And you know, you met up in person, like after some self-realization, like you realize you dropped the bag, like it makes sense. I understand how you feel.
Yeah,
you may have taken it a little too far.
Yeah,
just because like,
well, I wasn't like simping.
Oh god, come on, bro. No. Guys, let me tell you something. When AJ said he wasn't simping, this motherfucker was simping, bro. Like, this man was sad. I saw a TikTok about this, but it made me realize this about myself, like, recently.
Okay.
But I feel like I simp harder. I don't simp that often, only for, like, fucking K-drama actors or, like,
pop
idols.
Yeah, unrealistic simp.
Yeah, I'm an unrealistic simp. But, like, in real life, I don't simp that often. Okay. But when I do, it's because, like, I don't really know them.
It's like the mystery.
It's the mystery. It's like I'm imagining these things in my head that I think would be true. Mm. But, you know, you don't know that until you, like, really get to know them, which takes a couple, like, meeting ups, you know?
Yeah. It's the grass is always greener. You're like, I don't know exactly what happened.
I feel like that's what fucks me up. You know, that's what makes me simp the hardest. Like, I feel like if I truly got to know someone and I'm still simping for them, then that's my fucking wife, you know?
Yeah.
But like, what I find myself in more often is like imagining these scenarios with this person because I don't really know them. I don't know
the
situation, but I feel like if I did know, then it'd be a different story.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's more of like, you know, you don't know if they were like, you don't see all the bad things, you know, or you don't see all the good things. So like, you just wanted to know more. So, but then it got cut off or whatever. And then you're simping. Then it's like, I wish I got to get a little deeper into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it's like, I wish I got a little deeper into it, but I'm hoping like for the best. Like, it's all the positives I see. I don't really think about like, they could have been like not compatible or like shit like that. I'm not thinking about that.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's like it's an interesting thing. Like, I'm overall a pessimistic person.
Uh-huh.
Like, it just in general, I just am pessimistic. But with like girls and like dating, I always give them the benefit of the doubt.
I
think like, you know, if I meet a girl and I don't know too much about them, but like off the bat, it seems like it'd be good. I'm like, yo, they're perfect for me.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And then I think when it cuts off at that point, when like they ghost me, I guess, like at that point, then I think, damn, like,
you fucked up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what would have happened if it would have been more?
Yeah.
But then I wouldn't know that until, like, I got to that point, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, that's the thing.
Yeah. You I mean, like, that's everyone, though, you know? Like, all you see in the beginning is the good stuff. And then when you really get to see them, then that's when you see the flaws. So, like, I think for everyone that's gotten ghosted or is being ghosted currently, you just don't want anyone in your life that won't give you the time of day, you know? Like, you don't want that. Like, if they really cared about you, they would actually, like, respond and all that bullshit, whatever, you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, it sucks, but at the same time, it's like who cares if they ghosted you? Because you don't want someone that doesn't give you that, I don't know, respect, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. No, I fully agree with that. I'm a firm believer in, like, not double texting.
Right.
Like, if I get ghosted once, I am not going to send you another text. Like, fuck that. Like, no, if you're going to disrespect me, I'm not going to give you that, like, I'm not going to give you that edge. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I still want you. Fuck no. Like,
yeah.
If you're not going to reply, fuck it. I'm not going to reply.
Yeah. Because it is bullshit when people are like, I just got too busy. I just didn't see the text. Like, nah, if you really cared about them, it would take like 3 seconds to reply to someone, you know?
I don't know, man. I'm kind of guilty of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nah, but like you would see it and then it would be in the back. If you like really, really cared about them, you'd be like in the back of mind. You're like, oh.
I only do that if I'm like serious about someone.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. But you want someone that serious about you.
But I would never show that early.
Oh.
I only do that when I'm already serious with someone. But even if, like, I'm, like, let's say there's this girl I find, like, very attractive and, like, she seems perfect for me, I, like, still don't do that.
You're a little reserved.
I'm a little reserved. I don't show my true colors until, like, I'm, like, in a relationship. Let's say I'm in a meeting. It ends at 12:30.
Yeah.
I have one at 1.
Yeah.
If I have a girlfriend, I feel like I would text her in between.
Just right.
Like, going to another meeting, like BRB, just anything, just letting her know.
Yeah, exactly.
But if it's not my girlfriend, I just don't feel like it's worth my time of day to like take that like 30 seconds to reply.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'd rather take those 30 seconds to prepare mentally for my next meeting.
That's pretty valid. I think that's where my issue is.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, all right. I understand. I get it. Okay, I get it. I haven't done that as much anymore, okay?
Nah, bro. AJ, this motherfucker, any chance he gets, oh, yo, anytime I see him on his phone, oh, first of all, this motherfucker's smiling
because
a female has fucking messaged him. He's like, ooh, girl, yeah. And then, bro, it's always a Hinge or an Instagram DM. He's like, oh my God, I need to reply like now. Like, oh my God, they just replied, I gotta reply now.
Listen, I've gotten a little better at this, okay?
No, you haven't.
I have, no, I swear to God.
Buddy.
Like,
no, you haven't, buddy.
Before, I would be at work, and I'd see a text, and I'd be like, I need to go to the bathroom. I need to go to the bathroom and respond. So, no, but, like, I haven't done that anymore. Like, now when I'm at work, I'm just like, you know what? I don't have time and energy for this. Like, I just won't respond. Like, I don't have time. But, like 2 months ago, I would literally... Like 2 months ago, I would literally be in the bathroom, like. But I realized the issue in that. Like, that's not what you should do if it's not your girlfriend. Like, that you're wasting your time. You're wasting your effort. Like, they could be talking to someone else. Like, why are you giving this much effort if they're not getting it to you?
Yeah, I think my big thing is like, don't put the energy in if you're not getting that energy back.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's not worth it. And like, more often than not, they're not giving that energy back, you know?
No, for
like
sure.
It's 2022, like everyone is on online dating. Everybody is talking to someone else. Like, I just assume that. Like, I just assume whoever I'm talking to is already talking to someone else. So I'm not like gonna give him like my full energy. It's just not worth my time.
Yeah, no. I realize that now, you know, after a few mishaps of me being a fucking simp. I realize now, like, I'm not gonna spend my free time that I should be using for myself or these other fucking people. You know what I mean?
It's usually not gonna lead somewhere.
No.
To be, like, just, like, statistically, you know, unless you're a fucking model.
Yeah.
But, like, it's usually not gonna lead somewhere. So, like, to me, it's like, what the fuck's the point, bro? Like, it's just, like, I'd rather, you know, be more mentally sane with like whatever's going on in my own life. Like going back to my meeting example, I'd rather take those 30 seconds to feel like I'm more prepared for my meeting than take those 30 seconds to like text someone.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But if I had like a girlfriend who I'm like deeply like committed to, like I don't mind taking the L on like not mentally preparing for my meeting just to let them know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah. But that's why, like, you know, if you're in a relationship like that, you should be taking that time because, like, that's, you know, that's your partner or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're by yourself, like, you need that time for yourself. They might not be using that time for you either. So it's like, gives a shit, you know?
Yeah. I wonder, though, damn, I wish we had, like, a girl for this episode. Shout out Laura Rodello, though. She always be saying, like, I want a girl's perspective. Yeah, it makes sense, like, because I'm kind of wondering this now. Yeah. But I wonder if girls feel the same way. Because I feel like it's usually the case of, like, guys being, like, non-responsive and shit. Like, girls complain more about guys being non-responsive rather than vice versa.
Yeah, in general, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so I wonder if girls feel the same way where it's, like, you know, you see a text, but you're busy, so you're just going to put your phone down and, like, just finish whatever the fuck you were doing and then reply. Like, I wonder if girls are the same way or, like, they're just more, like, oh, I feel like I need to reply.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know, because at the same time, like, you know, girls, let's be honest, like, it's a little easier for girls to be on the receiving end of guys, like, talking to them, you know? You know what I mean?
Are you being sexist right now?
No.
Are you categorizing a whole gender?
No, okay, I'm gonna segue into this. I feel like, you know, it's 2022, okay?
Okay.
Right? Guys have been making the first move on girls for a long time. Is that true?
That's valid, yeah.
That's valid, right? I think, like, I think as a guy, any guy would appreciate if a girl made a move on a guy, on you. You know what I mean?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't like that.
Why? Why don't you like that?
I only like it if, like, I'm actually attracted to them.
No, but that's how girls feel. Like, if an ugly guy hit on them, in their eyes, an ugly guy in their eyes.
Yeah.
Someone they don't see that they can be with. They would be like, you know, they'd be hesitant. They'd be hesitant to, like, say anything back. But when an attractive guy comes, I'm not saying all girls are shallow or whatever, but when an ideal guy comes for whoever they like is hitting on them or whatever, they're more receptive to it, right?
Sure.
I feel like guys haven't had that privilege. It's always just guys, like, shotgunning, approaching all these girls. And then if it works, it works. You know what I mean? So, like, you know, if a guy was able to have a little taste of that, it would be nice.
I don't want to sound cocky or anything, but, like, I have had a taste of that.
No, yeah, you told me that, yeah.
Yeah, like, I've told you all, like, what's happened, you know, in my life. Like, I have had a taste of that before. And having gone through it, honestly, I'd rather be the one getting rejected than rejecting.
Oh, you like the chase.
It's not that I like the chase. It's that I just don't like rejecting people.
Oh.
It just doesn't feel good to me. It doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah. It's uncomfortable for sure.
It's uncomfortable. And like, you start to think, like, damn, like, did I lead them on? Or, like,
yeah,
did I fuck up, like, somewhere? Like, that wasn't my intention. But, like, somehow this happened. And then they ended up, you know, saying something to me. And then I didn't feel that way. So I have to, I guess, like, reject them.
Mm.
But having been through that, like, I don't like it. Like, I'd rather be the one. I think if I were to get a rejection, I can take it fine. And, like, maybe the girl will feel bad, but, like, just me knowing myself, like, I'm more comfortable with the fact that, like, I can take it versus, like, a girl doing that. Just because, like you said, like, it's not normal. Well, growing up, well, up until now, it hasn't been normal for a girl to do that. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, confess their feelings for a guy. And, like, because that's happened to me in the past, like, I just don't like being the one to, like, do that to them. Because every time that's happened, it hasn't ended well. I can only name one time where it's turned out okay. And even okay, like, isn't as good as before.
No, for sure. I mean, this goes back to the whole ghosting thing. It's much easier for someone to just not have to say all these things for someone you're not really interested in the beginning, because it's like, who cares, you know? You know what I mean? Like, it's easier. So, yeah, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying in terms of, like, you know, it's definitely very uncomfortable. It definitely ruins your previous relationship. You're not going to be the same after you confess. And you don't want to, like, say, like, I like you when you don't know if they like you back, because it might fuck up the relationship, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing. But I feel like that's happened to me, like, multiple times where it's, like, in my mind, I was like, oh, we're, like, super close friends.
Yeah.
And then they, like, say something, like,
Yeah.
Like, I see you more than friends. I'm like, dude. I mean, obviously, I don't say it like this, but in my mind, I'm like, dude, no.
Yeah.
And then we're not even friends anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that's happened way too many times where I'm just like, dude, that's not like, it's not a fun experience doing that to like someone else.
I get that's not a good experience, but I think it's good though that you've like established like that we're just friends, because now that other person doesn't have to wonder whether or not they like you or not, like them back. You know what I mean?
I guess, but like the way, like,
let's say someone liked you, right? And you're like, I don't like you back. But this whole time that you've been interacting, they've been trying to like win you over in a sense. So now that you've established like, no, I don't like you in that sense, like it's either we go to being strictly friends or you just aren't in my life like that anymore. And that's fine, because then it reduces the stress on that person. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like I've had a lot of like, in my mind, close girlfriends. Uh-huh. I thought they were close, like girlfriends. Like, we were tight.
Yeah.
And then they'd say something and then we just like become strangers.
Mm.
That's happened like more than like once. Like, it's happened quite often. It's like, I think we're close, just friends. Like, we're like super tight. We're like boys almost.
Yeah.
And then that happens. And then I tell them how I feel. Like, I'm just like, nah, I just think we're friends. And then literally like they're strangers now. And then it's just like, you like, in my mind, it's like I lost whatever it was we built up. Like, well, in my mind, it's like I lost like a really good friend.
I see. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just don't like doing that. It's just like,
I see.
Cause the whole time in my mind, I'm like, oh, this girl's dope. Like, she's such a dope friend.
Yeah.
And I've just made a really dope friend.
Yeah.
But obviously for them, they're not thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when that like exchange happens where I'm just like, oh shit, like I didn't really think that way, it just drops off. There's been two cases where I've like stayed somewhat close to like my like girlfriends that has happened to.
So let's say you're in a relationship, right?
Okay.
So you have a girlfriend or whatever, and she works and she's at a job. Would you feel like uncomfortable if she said she had like a work husband? You know what I mean? Like,
dude, yeah.
Right?
If she says husband, work husband.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, honestly. Like, it's not even like, you can be friends at work. Like, who gives a shit? You know, like, nothing's happening. But if you say like, oh, this is my work husband, I'm like, yo, this is fucking weird. You're basically saying like, you like me enough. Like, you really, really like me. Even though like, I'm in a relationship. You know what I mean? If I'm in a relationship, like, I don't want anyone to be like, basically like almost as close that I am with that person at work, you know? Like, it's just, that's weird.
Yeah, but I think the funny thing is, like, at work, there are like things you can do to like flirt that would fly under the radar at work. Oh, and then for your partner, you just say, I'm just talking to a coworker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's that's such a shady thing, but it's so true.
It's for sure a shady zone, but like in a work environment, like anytime you like, it's like a, because you're in a work setting, you know?
Yeah.
You can just play it off as like, oh, it's for work. Like, it's just, we're just talking because of work.
Yeah.
You know? But behind the scenes, like,
you really don't know what's going on.
You don't know what's going on, bro. Yeah. That's why it's kind of sus.
Yeah. If my like significant other said like, oh, I don't know if they would admit that this is their work husband, but like in their mind, like this is their work husband, I'd be like, yo, fuck this.
But that's the thing. You would never know.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Because more often than not, they probably wouldn't admit it.
Yeah. They wouldn't admit it openly to whoever they're dating, for sure. No.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's why I'm like, y'all shady motherfuckers.
Yeah. Fuck working. Okay. Well, I guess going off that, but like, what do you think about like dating a coworker?
That honestly, like, I mean, I haven't had any experience with dating a coworker, but I can see exactly why that's a bad idea.
Dude. Yeah. I haven't either, but I would never do it. Like, it's just, dude, that gets too, like, fucked.
Yeah, because imagine, like, let's say you're at work, right? And then, like, you have to act all professional and shit. And then, but, like, in deep down, you really want to just, like, do, like, your couple-y shit or whatever. But then on the flip side, like, if you break up, then that's just fucking awkward. You're spending so much time with them, but you have all these negative feelings about them.
Yeah, I think the only time I'd let it slide is if you're on like different teams or departments.
Yeah, that's valid. That's valid.
Because if you're not seeing each other on a regular basis, and you start to date, like, it's like, it's still kind of weird because you're dating a coworker, but at the same time, like, it won't be that bad if you break up. Like, you're not going to see each other that often, so, like, fuck it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's different, like, because you know how, like, at school, like, if you date, like, in high school, like, if you date someone and you break up, like, yeah, it's awkward if you see each other at school, but you're not in the same class every fucking period.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, you can avoid each other very easily. But at work, if you're on the same team, you're spending a fuck ton of time with each other.
Yeah. That's weird.
Like, it would just, like, the potential for awkwardness and, like, uncomfortability if you guys break up is just so high that, like, you just don't want to do that.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, side note, but, like, my ex was in the same club as me in college.
Right. And that was weird when you broke up?
Yeah, it got a little weird.
Damn.
Got a little weird.
Damn. Well, that's the thing. Also, another thing is, like, let's say you're in a friend group and there's guys and girls. If like a guy and a girl start dating within that friend group and then they break up, it kind of fucks with the friend dynamic for sure.
Yeah, it for sure fucks with it. But I like can see how easy it is to like date someone within the friend group, because you already know on like a fun basis, like you guys get along.
Yeah.
You know, you've crossed out that like box, which is a pretty big box, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And then it's just like, you know, whether or not you guys are compatible, like dating wise.
Yeah.
So like I get why like people would want to date someone within the friend group. I think it's more of a matter of like having that like mental barrier of like I shouldn't date someone within the friend group, because if it gets fucked, then I'm fucking up the friend group.
Yeah.
I think that's more what I would consider. Like if we had a co-ed friend group, like with girls, even if I liked this girl, I just wouldn't do anything just because I'm like, I don't want to fuck up our like friend group dynamic. But I know for you.
Oh, I would for sure ruin that friend dynamic.
Dude, you would say fuck the friendship. Yeah. I'm about to get my dick wet. Yeah.
No, I for sure like, well, because like I'm, you know, that's a logical process to just not date someone in a friend group. Like that's logical. That's a very logical step. But for me, I'd be like, yo, let me get it in. Not even just to get it in, but like I feel like my emotions would take over me, you know, and I like couldn't handle it. But that's why I like
hope. Yeah, you're a little simp boy.
Yeah, well, thank God all of our friends in our close friend group are all dudes.
Yeah, we have a sausage fest group.
Yeah, we have a sausage friend group.
Yeah, so we're chilling. Yeah.
Hey, but honestly though, like I think sausage friend groups, like, you know, strictly boys, is always a good time. Because there's less drama. There's always less drama with just dudes.
No, bro, for sure. Like when it's just the boys, there's never drama. The boys will never have drama. It's like even if shit should have drama, yeah, there won't be drama.
Well, like, you can have drama, but y'all just fight it out, like, you know.
It'll be fine.
If you got to throw hands, you throw hands, and then you call it a day. You know what I mean? Like, that's it. Yeah. Who cares? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Shit between the boys is like, it's really nothing big. It's just like, fuck it. Like, it's just, you just move on. It's just fucking, life goes on. You just fucking carry on.
Yeah. Unless they do some shady shit. In terms of, like, if they like stab you in the back, like if they fucked your like girlfriend or some shit, then yeah.
Okay, yeah. Then,
yeah. But yeah, obviously, like for most of the time, like for like 99% of the time, like if boys are just being boys, like who gives a shit, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I've also come to appreciate though. Like going out with just the guys, I'm not gonna lie, is so much more fun than going out with like a co-ed group. Not co-ed, sorry. What's a word for that?
Co-ed.
Is it co-ed?
Yeah, like guys and girls, co-ed, like co-ed basketball.
Wait, why is it called co-ed? Because like when I say co-ed, I think of like education. Anyway. Yeah, like in a co-ed group, like it's fun. You know, you always get the girl perspective. But like if it's just boys, like y'all just going to fucking rage, you know?
Yeah.
And it's fun. Like it's just going to be a good time.
You know? Yeah, you just don't give a fuck about what people think. You're just fucking around.
Exactly. The There's less likelihood for drama to happen.
Yeah. And I think like as guys, like when you're with the boys, you can 100% just be yourself and just not have to worry about like anything else.
Yeah. I mean, no matter how close you are with a girl, there's still things you can't say with the girl, you know?
100%.
Yeah. But if it's just dudes, like y'all can say what the fuck you want and nobody would give a shit. It would just be funny.
Yeah. I've never roasted a girl as much as I've roasted a guy without hurting their feelings.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It's just like with guys, like there's no barrier. You just say whatever the fuck you want. Yeah, you know it'll be fine. Mm-hmm. But with girls, you kind of have to put a wall. You know, it's like,
yeah.
I know if I cross the line, it'll hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, I've because even with my closest girlfriends, I've crossed that line a few times on like because I, you know, I was just being myself, and they would get butthurt, and I'm like, ooh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean for this. I was just joking, you know,
like apologizing.
Yeah, it's like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be all like that. But if you go to do it, like if it's just the boys and you literally be like, dude, what the fuck are you wearing? Like, yeah, or like,
dude, you're literally ugly.
Yeah.
like no shade, but your face is ugly as fuck, bro. Yeah.
Dude, you just laugh that shit off. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, like it's funny, you know, it's like, it's like all jokes.
Exactly.
Like, I feel that.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, what are you going to do? It's nice. There's definitely a pro though for having COVID stuff. Like, you know, you get to see, I don't know.
No, I think it is nice. I think it's nice always just having a girl's perspective. I think when you're with the boys, it's always just you're just thinking bro thoughts.
Yeah, for sure.
Just like, yo, dude, I'm just getting fucked up, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're just thinking those thoughts. But the girl's like, hey, like, you know, fucking calm down, you know?
Yeah,
like,
they reel you in a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's nice. Like, I think having a co-ed group is nice, but also, like, having time with the boys is nice. It's just you need a good balance. Like, you can't have too much of one or the other.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, if you are gonna have more of one than the other, pick the fucking boys, because you're gonna have fucking fun.
I'm sure, dude. I'm telling you, I bet you girls are they think the same way. They're like, you know, if it's just a girl's, like, we can talk about whatever the fuck we want and who gives a shit. But like, when they have guys, it's like, you know what I mean?
Dude, I don't know, because you know those girls who are like I don't have any girlfriends because like it's too much drama.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. But like, I feel like guys is never like that.
That's true.
I've never met a guy who it's like, oh my god, I only have girlfriends because guys are too, like, I don't know, fucking bro-y or something. I've literally never met a guy like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's true actually.
Do you think, like, if a girl has only guy friends, is that a red flag to you?
Yeah, it for sure is. Because I just think in my own personal taste, I'm not really attracted to girls who have only guy friends. Because that's just not who I associate myself with.
Why?
Because I'm fucking up. Okay, why? I know why. Because I know how shady guys can be, right? And, you know, even if I trust my partner or whatever, I know that a guy in the back of their mind, not all guys, but a lot of guys are always like, you know, like, oh, this girl's like attractive. Like, let me like try to do what I can with her. Because that's how guys are, you know?
I know you would.
What do you mean?
I know you would.
No, I would never steal a guy's girlfriend. That's fucked up.
Nah, but you'd pipe a friend.
Pipe a friend or... Oh, like pipe a friend.
Pipe a friend.
Was she in a relationship? I wouldn't do that.
No, she's not in a relationship.
Oh, yeah, I'd pipe a friend.
Dude!
Nah, but you know how guys are. Like, guys will be guys. Like, nah, I'm not saying you are like that. And maybe I am like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, guys will be guys. And, like, if a girl is surrounded by guys all the time, like, I'm just going to feel, like, a little bit insecure about it. Because I know how guys are, you know?
I can see where you're coming from. But I think the bigger thing for me is, like, if a girl can't make girlfriends, that's more of a red flag to me than her having all guy friends. Like, if she has a lot of guy friends but like some girlfriends too, I don't care, maybe just a sociable person. But if you have zero girlfriends and all guy friends and you just like can't fucking make friends with girls as a girl, I'm just like, that's a little weird, you know? Like,
yeah.
That's like if a guy just only had guy friends and no girlfriends.
Yeah, I see.
It's just like, it's a little weird. It's like why? Like, why can't you make friends with the opposite gender?
Yeah, no, for sure.
That's my thing. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's why I don't agree with the whole, like, you know how people say like guys can't be friends with, or like girls and guys can't be friends. You know what I mean? Like, they can't just be friends. I'm like, that's kind of bullshit. You know?
No, you're proving that it is, like,
no,
dude. Okay, but moral of the story is you'd pipe a girlfriend, like a friend that's a girl,
as long as I'm not very close with them.
You're a dog.
As long as I'm not very close with them, I wouldn't do it. You know, if I'm very close with them, I'm not gonna do it.
But shut up.
I'm not.
Shut up.
I swear.
You're a fucking dog. All you ladies out there watching, don't be friends with AJ. Unless you want to get piped, then be friends with AJ. That's totally fine. But unless you don't want that to happen, don't be friends with AJ. Because he's going to try and pipe you.
No, I'm not gonna actively try and pipe, but if some shit happened,
if the opportunity arises, you would pipe. Dude, you are sounding like a mad horn dog. Nah, it's all jokes, bro. Come on.
It's all jokes. It's all jokes.
It's all jokes. This AJ will pipe his friends. All jokes.
This would never happen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Never
happen. It would never happen, bro.
Yeah.
It would never happen.
But if the opportunity arises.
But the opportunity will never arise. If I had a lie detector test, fucked. That bitch would be all over the place, bro.
Oh my god!
I ain't gonna front. Like, you know, I can be friends with a girl and still find her attractive, right?
Of course.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Nah, bro. You draw a line somewhere.
Yeah, you draw a line.
Like, if any of my close girl homies like did that to me, I'd be like, dude, get the fuck. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, get out of my face. Maybe it's only because like I've experienced too much of like being really close, like friends with girls, and then it like totally disappearing. It's just not worth it.
Yeah, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
I don't think I've had that. I've never had
like something. But then like if it were to happen, like let's say that happened with you and your girlfriends, and you did pipe, and like you realize it changed so much, maybe then you'd be like, oh, fuck, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. I get you. For those of you listening on Spotify or YouTube, we just went live on TikTok and. Brenma Sato.
Yeah, if you're watching this, shout out to you.
Yeah. Sent a good question.
It wasn't really a question, but like you know, like thoughts on like why the childhood pool sandwich was so good. Like I think as a grown ass man now, we're both 23. If I got out of a pool and ate a sandwich, I'm sure it'd hit, right?
Yeah.
But it's not as good as when you were a child and like you get out of a pool and you just have a sandwich there. But like why?
I don't think you realize it in the moment. Like you're not like, oh wow, this sandwich is crazy. But now
bro.
Thinking back on it, I think it's more of like a, wow, this was such a simple time in my life. And it was good.
Maybe it is that. Cause I can't remember a single time as a child, like getting out of a pool and eating a sandwich and then being like, yo, this shit fucking hit.
Yeah.
But it's like now that I got older, I'm like, yo, those sandwiches slapped for some reason after the pool.
Yeah, that is crazy. Maybe that's just what life is.
Damn, just looking back and being like, damn, I used to have so much more fun before.
Yeah. No, that's sad.
Okay, now that you think about it, I think that is very sad. Because like the older you get, you just look back at your life and you just think like, damn, that was fun. Because I remember even in college, I'd be like, yo, like remember in high school when we didn't have any like real exams to worry about? Like, that'd be fun. And then now that I'm out of college, I'm like, yo, remember when all we had to worry about was like tests? Like, that was fun. It's just like shit. Like,
it's just a cycle of like, damn, I remember having all these stresses about things and now I don't, it just seems so fucking like frivolous, basically. Wow, that was a big word.
That was a big word for you, bro.
That's a big word.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, big. Big steps for AJ.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Like, and I'm not gonna lie, like there's some things where like it'll trigger, like you ever smell something and then you're like, whoa, you travel back in time a little bit for like a specific like memory.
For me it's not like smell, but like it's when like I see certain things. But yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, you feel like, whoa, like,
yeah,
this is such a familiar smell,
like the nostalgia hits.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like that is those are one of those things where I'm like, I can't even explain it. It's just like crazy. Like it's just like a, I feel like I traveled back in time type of thing.
Yeah, like that deja vu shit.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, I heard about deja. Well, not heard. I mean, I guess I think a lot of people know this, but like, yeah, deja vus. It's like, did you know, like a deja vu is not because you like actually experience. It's not because like you like feel like you live that again. It's more of like you have a certain like external factor and it like triggers a memory that you had very similar to that moment.
Yeah, that makes sense, because I feel like deja, like there's no way you lived the same maybe, but like I find it rare to live like the same moment twice.
No,
like the same exact moment, like whatever you're experiencing, whatever you're seeing, whatever you're like feeling.
Yeah,
I think it's rare to live that the same way twice. So yeah, for sure, whenever I have a deja vu moment, I'm like obviously at first I'm like, whoa, deja vu, but I know for sure like I haven't done this before. Yeah, seen this before.
It's just more of like a, you've had a very similar interaction with it and you're like, yeah, what, you know?
Yeah,
I learned that on Brain Games or some shit.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I think I learned that in class somewhere. I don't know. Yeah. Some shit like that.
Anyways, going back to the pool sandwich.
I think the pool sandwich is just, it's a memory of life that was very simple and fun at the time. And when you look back at it, you're like, damn, I just wish I had that, you know?
Dude, but I don't know. I think it's more of like you being wet and eating something.
Pause.
Yo, pause. Yo, time out. Yo, that was sus. No. That's not what I meant. Yo, chill out. Yeah. Anyways, you know, like when you go to the beach and like you're there, like having like a cookout or whatever, you're having a good time, like hot dogs and burgers or whatever. Like you go in the water, you come out, you're freshly like wet.
Yeah. You're freshly wet.
After
the pool.
There's no pools at the beach.
There's you're wet after the ocean. Yeah.
So you're flesh. Fuck, man. Now you're fucking me up.
Yeah. You're freshly wet
Freshly wet after the ocean. And you just have that like nice burger in your hand. And like, it's kind of wet because your fingers are wet.
Yeah. You have this nice.
And then you put it in your mouth.
Yeah. And then you're just like, you're putting that hot dog in your mouth, bro.
No, but do you not feel me? It's like you got your wet fingers and like you're gripping this burger or hot dog and you just put this shit. Yo, why are you making this sus, bro? It's not that sus.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Eating shit out of the pool is like a different experience.
It tastes better.
Yeah, it does.
But why?
I don't know. I can't wrap my head around that. That's weird. That's crazy.
I just think like you gotta be wet.
Yeah, you gotta be wet and gotta be eat wet. Stuff.
You gotta be wet and eat stuff. Yeah, just get wet and eat stuff.
Just get wet and eat.
Yeah.
Hot dogs, pickles, corn dogs. All right, well, that was it for episode 7 of Bella Boys Podcast. Let us know if you want us to make a Discord/ be on Twitch. That might be an option. We'll be open to that. But, you know, give us a like, comment, subscribe on YouTube, rate our Spotify podcast. Yeah, that's it for the video. A lot of dating, but, you know. It is what it is.
Also, let us know like if you like us being serious or if you just like us fucking around. The general consensus right now seems like you guys like when we talk about serious topics.
Yeah, just give us feedback.
Give us feedback.
Any feedback is welcome. Even if you want to say like, huh, great funny video or thinking or say like you're ugly. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll take it. You know. So anyways, that's it for the video. Makeup males. #makeup males.